Hey, I'm back. You know, I am inhabiting a pretty male inclined body, so I'm fairly hardwired to want to have some kind of philosophical or at least broadcast or show ejaculation. So I can feel satisfied about what happened and just. I mean, how satisfied would anybody be if your partner, right in the middle of getting to know one another, just jumped up and ran out? You're like, are you in the bathroom? Wait, did you get up and walk around and the house is empty? Huh. So, my apologies. Life, despite all of my negotiation with it, will not take a break and stop happening for a little bit from, when I want to, have serious philosophical discussions about the curvature and content of my or our collective navel. I really get into that. It's fun. Oh, look, it is lint, and it looks to be of flannel material, and everybody has flannel on their belly button. That must be the truth. Metaphorically speaking, because look. The only answer to any of this is laughter, laughing our asses off. And not like in a maniacal, evil way as people fry and scream and perversely and mutantly enjoy the smell of burnt flesh and napalm in the air. No, those people need, help. That's a part of our collective humanity that is exploring something that is fairly disturbing, but apparently must be explored. I don't know how many of you ever played or are old enough to have played the full text games, choose your own adventure, like Zork, Adventure 5000, Sorcerer, and whatnot, and you get stuck. You know, you've been drawing out your map and trying to figure out the clues, and you got frustrated and you started licking walls, and the game would say, I don't understand how that helps. It tastes moldy, or you cuss. Fuck, fuck, fuck. And it goes, cussing doesn't appear to do anything, right? I did it for months, stuck in a spot in Zork. And finally, I had a lump of coal and a washer, or at least what I thought was a washer. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to stick this lump of coal in the washer. I've tried every dang thing else, including talking to my toes. That didn't seem to reveal any secret entrances or new things to solve this game. I'm going to stick this lump of coal in the washing machine, and lo and behold, after hitting the on button, it became the diamond that cut the glass that got me into the next level. Yeah. When all else fails, more of the same is not the solution. It feels good, just like children watch the same cartoon over and over and over. It's comforting. Or I hung on to a really ratty and a disgusting pillow way longer than any child should have, but without washing. Yeah, I think they burned them eventually while I was away. We cling to this playground called life, take it far too seriously, freaking checking people out because we don't like what they're doing. Why don't we like what they're doing? Because we're telling them this is it. This is the one shot. How can this be it? That's not a very loving approach. If you had a child, I mean, you would bounce them back a grade if they needed more time to learn, right? You wouldn't go, oh, you didn't get third grade. I'm going to have to bury you up to your neck and let some ants feast on you forever. I wish it didn't have to be that way, son, but you just didn't get it. You just had one chance, and there's always clear winners and losers, right? It's called evolution. For some reason, I think collectively at some point, we're going to think to ourselves, evolution is hilarious. Fractals and 420 is somehow significant, and 42. Anyway, Drew Burt, call me back on my cell phone so we don't get rudely interrupted by life as it tries to intrude in our reality and yank away our little blanket of yeah, I experienced that too. Every time I spit my gum out, just about a foot to the left of my foot, our team scored a goal. And after the fourth time, I didn't want to take a chance. I mean, who knows how the reality works, not spitting it out. That's ridiculous. I'm just going to say, as ridiculous. Funny as hell, though. It's funny as hell. Probably, this would be funny too. We're all built with this formula in our algorithm, our DNA, right? That we try and strive to live a good life, because as soon as we pass through death's door, the interdimensional time-traveling space being on the other side goes, "Oh, look, my human is ready." Picks me up and I go, "Are you God?" As it throws me into its maw and consumes me and goes, "Oh, they always taste delicious when they've lived well." What? and then I'm reborn as bacteria. I don't know. Reborn. That's what I'm calling it now. Well, the first time I came to this concept that there is no time, the universe is static, it's fixed points, I was like, then that would mean it being an eternal God that is everything, deity, must be hell. Talk about boring. So like he has to limit his own supreme perspective and like to experience life, else it experiences torture forever, knowing that it goes on endlessly. So metaphorically, does that mean God is choking itself out while masturbating? I know that's pretty straight up, right? Ha! I said straight up. I didn't mean to use a phallic metaphor, at least not consciously. Anyway, yeah, my dog's going in for surgery, and I'm going to the Marine Corps meeting because, you know, Marines. Small factoid, did you know once a Marine, always a Marine, Marines get keep the title, isn't regulated or legislated or chartered or anything actually given by any, quote-unquote, governing authority? You know why Marines kept the title and why they... Or once Marine, always Marine, because they just decided it after World War I. A bunch of Marines got together and they just started to decide if that was so. And I imagine an Army guy, a veteran said, "Hey, what do you mean you get to keep the title? Who says?" And they looked at him and said, "We said." He goes, all right, you know, no need to like get violent or nothing. All right, I'm signing off. I'll sign back in later. More of the truth, y'all. Just dwell on that. It takes practice of dwelling on it for like all the guilt and mental inbreeding we've been engaged in for millennia to like kind of blow out your ears. But when it does, yeah, things get a lot simpler. A lot simpler. Wait, why is everybody crossing there? Because if you don't, it's jaywalking. Yeah, so there's no cars. Why would I just stand here and miss an opportunity? Because if you do, we're going to fine you. For what? For walking. For walking? Why? Because that's the toll I'm placing on you. It's exactly what I did when I was 6 years old in my sidewalk in front of my house. Let me tell you, the kid I chased with a broom to get my due toll didn't go over well with his mom. He grabbed my ear and marched me down to my mom to give her a what for. Your boy, you know what he's doing? He's charging tolls. Yeah, it's called taxes, y'all. Talk to you soon. Wake up!